Hey there, my name is Erin Deal, and I'm a half Southern, half Midwestern mama, some call this voice a nasal twang, who took $5,000 to build and scale a one-of-a-kind experiential organization that improves the lives of corporate professionals through personal development, humanity, and humor. Along the way, I've built client relationships with some of the most notable companies in the country, all while attracting a rock star team of experts and hilarious facilitators. Sounds pretty awesome, right? Well, what I didn't tell you is that my resume also includes a long list of comedy shows I bombed, improv teams I didn't make, companies who told me no, and many a heartache when it came to becoming a mother. I want to show you the real deal of the grit, creativity, and determination it takes to overcome your disappointments, embrace the suck, and design the career you could only dream about. I believe we all have our own unique gifts that we bring to the world, and it is our mistakes that help to unwrap them. Welcome to Failed It. Hello, Failed It fam. Happy 2021. Pew, pew, pew. You made it. We made it. So first of all, I want to acknowledge to our Failed It family who tuned in on December 30th and you didn't get an episode. Your iTunes was not broken. Okay. However, our brains were, and the elves over here at Failed It and Improve It, who bring you this content week after week, needed a much needed snooze fest. So we decided to take the week between Christmas and New Year's off for some much needed R&R with family, friends, and no screens because hashtag 2020. Am I right? So thank you for the break. Oh, know that we missed you, and I hope you were doing something fun and relaxing as safely as possible. And now you are listening to this episode post-holidays, and that's exactly when I wanted you to hear it because you are now in it to win it. Let's go, 2021. Let's dance, girl. Oh, we had quite the dance partner with 2020. So let's just say we are ready to bust a move and move into this decade with some visions of what our future can hold. And if you are like me, those visions included doing a huge dance party at midnight in my living room, in my sweatpants, on December 31st. So today, I am here to celebrate this new year with you and then also teach you another vision setting exercise that has helped me get through 2020 and several years prior. So I wanted to start by saying this. Number one, this is a lift. Okay. I'm going to say it's a gentle lift. If you could see my hands right now, they're pushing things up in the air. It's a lift from my online mentor, Miss Rachel Hollis, who I absolutely love and adore. We have had her past integrator, Brad Chandler, on this show. And the activity and exercise I'm going to teach you today is a part of her Start Today journal. So I want to give credit where credit is due. I take what she teaches there and I have modified it to fit my life. So I'm sharing part of the Rachel Hollis secret, modified by E to the deal. So it has a twist, if you will. So I want you to listen to today's episode, modify and make it your own, because the entire point is to make this work for you, my Failed It fam. I'm going to come at you with a quick warning before I launch into it. After you hear this exercise and implement it into your life, you will feel more powerful and more in control of your future because you know what you want. Let me say that again, you. Not only will you feel more in control, but you will have a roadmap to the person you want to become. So, word to the wise. You will need a pen and a paper for this one, or take out the notes section of your phone. Feel free to listen to this episode. Stop, pause, take notes, because this is for thee, and I want you to take it, apply it, and make it yours. So, without further ado, here is what I call the top 10 I ams. All right. This is an exercise. So I'm going to take you through this in 5 steps. So listen closely so you can implement each one. Now, even though this is a shorter episode than usual, you will need about 45 minutes to complete this activity properly. So again, stop it and pause it, listen, and then go back, whatever you need to do. Just make sure you take time for you with this episode. So let's get into it. The top 10 I ams. This is another vision setting technique, part 2 of 3 in this vision setting series. So number one, step one, go ahead, put on your favorite concentration playlist, okay? I want you to give me some John Mayer, some jazz, some Charlie Brown Christmas, some acoustic coffee house, whatever it is, put it on now. Okay, got it on. Good, 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 good. All right, now set a timer on your phone for 20 minutes. Now with your paper and your pen or any writing device you have, I want you to think about the next 10 years of your life. So from now until 2031, if you're listening to this in a different time, you come to the podcast later, hello to the future. But right now, we're going to pretend like 10 years from now is 2031. And I want you to write down all of the things that you want to become in the next 10 years. Okay. A chef, write it down. An astronaut, yes, you can. Write it. A greenhouse plant waterer person, we need you. Put it down. A skydiver, sure. Put it down. An Olympian, a mom, a dad, a better leader, a person who enjoys vegetables, a person who works out in the morning, a person who isn't afraid of improv. Write them down. Write them, write them. So put on your timer and then let your brain go nuts with all the things you would like to become or do in the next 10 years. Again, full encouragement to pause this episode and then come back so you can go into step 2, all right? So we've taken our 20 minutes, we've brainstormed anything and everything that we want to become in the next 10 years. That was step 1. Now, step 2, I want you to go through all of these dreams. I'm saying every single one. And I want you to circle the top 10 that bring you the most joy. Okay. I want you to give yourself a time limit on this piece too. I'm going to say about 5 minutes to really circle the things that make you the happiest. And why I'm saying 5 is because this is your quick reaction, okay? Your gut reaction. You're not overthinking it. When you see these words, they pop out on paper, you circle them. I want you to circle 10 of them and pick the ones that in 10 years, that you from 10 years from now will be thankful for. The you in 10 years from now will be so proud of. The you in 10 years who's like, yes, she did. Got them circled. Great. All right. So I want you to do that. And then once you're done with that, move into step 3. And I'm going to tell you that this part of step 2 is a little challenging because you've spent 20 minutes brainstorming who you could become, and then you're narrowing it down to 10. But why I'm saying give yourself 5 minutes to just go back and pick your top 10, and maybe you've started with 15. You got to narrow it to 10. I need you to be at 10 in this activity, all right? So step 2, your top 10. All right. Now, maybe you've come back to me because you've paused. Maybe you're listening and you're going to go back and redo this activity, all right? I'm going right into step 3. So step 3 is I want you to take a look at the top 10 things that you circled, and I want us to narrow in. Now, instead of saying the words that you wrote down, like chef or mom or better leader or Olympian, I want you to add an I am statement in front of those words, as well as an adjective or something specific. So let me give you an example here. Instead of chef, say I am a chef, or even more specific, I am a chef in a 5-star restaurant, okay? If that's your dream. Instead of saying, mom, I am, and then give yourself an adjective, an empathetic mom, not pathetic, empathetic, all right? Take those 10 things that you want to become, and again, add an I am statement as well as adjectives to them, all right? So here's some more examples. So number one, you said chef. I want you to say, I am a professional chef at a 5-star restaurant. Right there, I added professional as an adjective, and then I got very specific on where I was working. First and foremost, I'm just going to caveat, this is not a dream of mine. If you know me, I literally cannot make toast. So I'm just giving examples here, people. Back to the list. All right. So I am a thoughtful and loving mother. So if you wrote down mother, I want you to say I am, and then some adjectives in front of the word mother. So I am a thoughtful and loving mother. Let's say you wrote down author, okay? I want you to dream big and put your I am in front of it. So I am a author, but what type of author? Maybe you want to be a New York Times bestseller. So I am a New York Times bestselling author. Maybe you wrote down, I want to love vegetables. Okay, so you're going to say, instead of I want to love vegetables, I am a healthy eater and eat foods that nourish my body. So you're putting that I am at what you want to become and acting as if it's happened. Okay, I want you to get so specific. So you're going back to those top 10 things that you narrowed in on, and then getting super specific and acting as if those things are a thing of the past, that you've already become that person, okay? So at the end of step 3, you should have a list of 10 I am power statements. I want you to look at that list, that top 10 list. That is who you will become in 10 years. I want you to review it. And if anything seems off, remove it and add something else. You can only have 10 I am statements, all right? So this is step 3.5. I'm giving you a half step here because I now want you to look at that list of 10 things and circle one that you are going to work on in 2021. One thing. So you have one major goal, one huge I am statement to accomplish. And now I want to caveat this. I have a top 10 list. And when I started this list, I was already a mother and already a wife. So I did the I am a thoughtful and caring mother, as well as I am an empathetic wife. Even though I was already both a wife and mom, I wanted my I am statements to serve as a reminder to me to show up for my dudes like this every day. All right. So even though I was already married, I already had a son, I wanted to show up in those specific adjectives for them every day. So those are a part of my top 10 list. However, I'm not focusing specifically on those two because they already somewhat exist. I focused on another goal for the year, all right? Those two things, being a wife and mom, are things that I'm constantly working on, but I keep them on the list, again, to remind myself to show up to them the way I want to. Does that make sense? So I'm not circling one of those two. I'm picking something else, all right? So circle your one thing out of your top 10 list that you will work on in 2021. Hey, Failed It fam. Want to hang out more? What's that too for? Okay. Did I jump in too soon? Sorry about that. I mean, okay, now my cheeks are pink. Okay, what I'm saying is, I like you. And if you like me, then let's talk more than just once a week. How about like daily or whenever you feel like opening that app? The app. Yeah, that app. IG, the gram. So on my Instagram handle, @keepingitrealdeal, I give you a behind-the-scenes look at how episodes are made And every week we do IG Lives with guests from the show. You can also follow at Learn2Improveit, that's Learn2, Improve It, for soft skill training tips and tricks for you and your team on things like vision setting, taking creative risks, virtual communication tips, and more. Now, you can DM me directly on either of those handles to ask cues and to tell me what you want more of from this show. I literally read every single one, and it's where I hang out. So let's hang, y'all. So give at Keeping It Real Deal and at Learn to Improve to follow on the gram and give me a big fail yeah in the DMs when you do. I am so excited to hang and hear from you. Step four. All right. We've got through steps 1 through 3.5. Step four. Now that you have your top 10 I ams, put them in your journal, in your notebook. If you use Evernote, you know, I'm a huge fan of Evernote on your phone. Put them on a post-it on your mirror. Place them somewhere where you will see them every single day. And then every morning, start off your day with these top 10 power statements, these top 10 I am power statements. So my biggest suggestion is to write them down, because writing sends a connection to us both mentally, physically. It really, putting pen to paper is just so special, and it really does make us embody. But you can also do this out loud. So you don't have to write them down, but make it a part of your morning. Before you turn on your computer, I want you to take out the journal that you have and write down these top 10 I am statements. Now, at first, you may have to look at your statements and then kind of write back and forth like you're looking at the sheet. But over time, these statements will become ingrained in your brain, and you can repeat them from memory. So literally, I whip out my planner every morning and I am writing, I am, I am, I am, I am. And now I know them by heart because I've done it repetitionally. I've kept going and going, and now they're a part of my morning routine. Now, if you don't have time in the morning, you're like, I can't even like respond to an email, Erin. I get it. I want you to repeat them out loud as you are getting ready in the morning. I too used to have a crazy kind of get to work schedule. And I used to do this while drying my hair, which is a process and a freaking half. But I would repeat these top 10s every single time I was drying my hair out loud. Saying them out loud is just as good as writing them down. Although again, I prefer pen to paper. Okay. I just do. So by getting in the habit of doing this every single day, you will see some powerful shifts in your orbit. I promise you this, friends. I promise. So step five is to make a vision board. Some people think the vision board is all woo-woo and hippy-dippy. I love them because it shows you what your life could look like if all of this were true. It's a visual. Now, some people prefer cutting things out of magazines, old school style. We have this thing called Pinterest, and I love it because I can use it on my phone. I can look at this board wherever I am at. I made a vision board on a Pinterest board. So if I'm anywhere in the world, I can just whip out my phone and feel inspired, confident, and motivated. So I want you to put these pictures of the life you want and the things you want to become in a place that you can see them, or do a Pinterest board on your phone, have the app on your phone. But I'm going to say this, every vision board I've ever had has come to life because I put focus and energy towards it. I willed it and worked and put powerful intention towards making it happen. So even the intention of having a baby, which was something that was on my vision board for years, came true, but I wasn't sure that it would. I mean, 3 rounds of IVF later, failed IUIs, and many, many sad nights and painful memories. I have the gift of my son because I was determined to make it happen. But my friends, that is another episode and something I will share with you fully one day. But just to give you an idea, I saw having a child as part of my future. Now, even my body and science didn't want to allow it to happen, but my gut knew I was meant to be a mom. And it was open to any ways to make that happen. Adoption was a route we were about to go if the IVF round that we just did with our son didn't work. But I do believe it was the power of these intentions that got me there. And one of my intentions was I will meet Jackson Frederick Deal. And I knew he was a boy because of IVF, and that's a whole other story, but we had named him. So I said, I will meet Jackson Frederick Deal, which isn't a version of an I am statement, but I am a mother to Jackson Frederick Deal could be the I am that you went for. And I said it every morning, literally every morning. And I wrote it down every morning. And now he's 17 months and he gives me the greatest joy. I'm telling you, these shifts work. This goal was my main focus in 2018, and I got pregnant at the end of it in November, and he was born in July of 2019. So I want to caveat that I started a brand new top 10 list in 2020. So before COVID hit, I had a whole new set of top 10 I ams, and like I said, being a wife and a mother are already on there, but they serve as reminders to do and be those things for John and my son. But let me just tell you this, out of the top 10, besides being a empathetic wife, I am a thoughtful and loving mother. Now, besides those top two, three of my top 10s have already come true. So that's five out of my 10 that I have wanted to manifest in the past 10 or in the next 10 years, not past, in the next 10 years. So one of those five things that came true was I am a Charleston resident, okay? I am a Charleston resident with a life near the beach. That was on my list and it came true. It has always been a dream. So I'm telling you, these I am statements, they lead you to you are. I am becomes you are. You become these things because you tell yourself you already are. You believe in it so much that you bring it to fruition. Remember, you are the audience and the scene of your life. You get to watch it. You get to live it. Quick reminder, this is part two of a three-part vision setting series. Now, if you haven't listened to part one, an exercise all about your ideal day, go back and give it a try. Then come back, do part two, and then we'll meet back here in the next 2 weeks for part three of this vision setting series. Now, I know you can do this. I believe in you. And remember, it's okay to fail at implementing these things at first. If you fail one day, start again the next. By making these I am statements a part of your daily habit, I'm telling you, failed it, fam. You will become the person you want to be. This is your life, and you have a front row seat to live it and watch it. You are your audience in your scene. And as your coach and director, I'm yelling, action. Let's go. Hey friends, thanks for tuning into Failed It. I'm so happy you're along for the ride. And if you enjoyed today's show, head on over to iTunes to rate and subscribe so you never miss an episode. New episodes drop every Wednesday. I'll see you next week, but want to leave you with this thought. What will you fail at today and how will that help your future successful self? Think about it. I'm proud of you and you are totally failing it. See you next time.